Good afternoon. My name is Pete Martin. I live at 280 Old Hebron Road in Plymouth. Why is it that the Northern Pass representatives keep insisting that they can't consider any alternatives to their madcap plan to deface New Hampshire? It must be obvious to them by now that they won't be able to sell their plan to our citizens. Equally obvious is that continuing to insist on the plan will only make them hated, if they're not already. To answer that question, we must remember that the only motivation of large corporations is the bottom line. Their actions are not motivated by environmental or societal concerns, but by money, always. Since Hydro-Quebec knows how to transmit HVDC power via land burial and submarine cables, and in fact has engineered and installed lines employing both methods, there must be a reason why they claim it can't be done on this proposed project. As usual, follow the money. It is apparent that if Northern Pass used submarine cable to run the power from Quebec to southern New England or New York, they would actually save money by taking the power directly to their market. And while I have no proof, I believe I can answer the question with some measure of certainty. Although PS&H representatives tell us that using the power of eminent domain, the taking of private property, is their last choice in acquiring rights of way, it is in fact the first choice. For they know that without that power, they would never get the rights of way. But if they once get the right of way, they will have a power corridor that can be and will be cheaply expanded whenever they find new markets. So, one line of towers becomes two, and then three or more, turning our state into an industrial power corridor. Don't believe any denials of this, for the Northern Pass proposal itself is predicated on expanding existing rights of way throughout our state. Those rights of way will be widened, and in many places a new line of towers will rise beside the ones already in place. So, even though overhead power lines are yesterday's technology and destructive to our environment, economy, and property values, they are advantageous to Hydro-Quebec because they can be expanded cheaply. It is always about money. It is time to end this charade. New Hampshire does not need the power. New England does not need this power. It is past time for our political leaders to say to Hydro-Quebec, do the right thing or don't do it at all. I respectfully request that the DOE study the need for this project, the environmental and economic impact of a multi-power line corridor on our state's environment, property values, and cultural heritage. Thank you.